Okay, Chevron, let's continue our discussion over here about Sfiras HaOmer. We're in the beginning of Simin Tuf Pei Tes, Se'if Aleph. So we spoke last time about how you're supposed to count Sfira at the beginning of the night. If you don't count the beginning of the night, you continue to count all night. Then the Mechaber writes, Mitzvah al kol echad lispar la'atzmo. There's a mitzvah that every person should count himself. That's the din. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Se'if Katan Hey comments, the reason why there is a mitzvah that every person counts Sfiras HaOmer on his own is because the Torah writes, Usfartem Lachem. Usfartem Lachem means that you should count for yourself, which means that every person should count Sfira on his own. Wait. You're going too far ahead, whether it's Shlichus or Shomea Ka'ona. That's going to be stage two of this conversation. But stage one of the conversation is that the Torah says Usfartem Lachem, and therefore, since the Torah says Usfartem Lachem, every person has to count on his own. Now, the funny thing is that by Sfira, there are two separate mitzvahs, no? There's a mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, and then there's also a mitzvah of counting the years of Shemitah, Yovel, etc. In Parshas Bahar, the Torah writes, V'safarta lecha sheva shabsos shanim. In Parshas Bahar, the Torah phrases it in the Lashon Yachid. But Usfartem Lachem, in Parshas Emor, the Torah has it B'Lashon Rabim. The paradox over here, Rabbi Yonason Sachs actually wrote about this in the first Torah Madah journal, the Vilna Gaon is quoted as saying that any mitzvah that the Torah phrases B'Lashon Yachid, the mitzvah is on the Tzibur. But any mitzvah the Torah phrases B'Lashon Rabim, the mitzvah is on the Yachid. Right? Since the Torah, it sounds backwards, no? The Torah writes V'safarta Lecha by Yovel, right? And over there, the mitzvah is only on the Bezdin. But the Torah writes Usfartem Lachem by Sfiras HaOmer, and because the Torah writes Usfartem Lachem B'Lashon Rabim, that's why the mitzvah is Al Kol Yachid V'Yachid. It's a little bit backwards, but the probably the idea is that the precisely because the Torah writes it B'Lashon Rabim, it says Usfartem Lachem, right? That indicates that the mitzvah is on every individual. This is something to think about. How come when the Torah phrases the mitzvah in Lashon Rabim, Adraba, the mitzvah ends up being on the Yachid? When the Torah phrases the mitzvah on the Yachid, it ends up being on the Rabim? I think that is a thought-provoking question on some level. But that's what emerges from this halacha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is quoting here in Se'if Katan Hey. Then the Mishnah Berurah comments that... this is something that Ben raised a few minutes ago. The Mishnah Berurah comments, you know what? Does this idea that everyone should count Sfira on their own, does that tell me that there's no halacha of Shomea Ka'one by Sfiras HaOmer? There's a halacha of Shomea Ka'one in many areas of halacha, no? If I hear Mikra Megillah, right? The pshat is Shomea Ka'one, it's as if I'm reading the Megillah myself, right? By duchening, there's a din of Shomea Ka'ona, right? There are many times that there's a din of Shomea Ka'ona. So what about Sfira? Could the chazan, could the rabbi, whoever does Sfira, right? We used to have a time in Jewish history that there was a thing called a minyan, and when there is a minyan, there's something called a chazan. So when the chazan does Sfira, can the chazan be motzi me with the Sfira based on Shomea Ka'ona? So the Mishnah Berurah points out, and Se'if Katan Hey, that's a machlokes achronim. It's a machlokes between the Levush and the Chok Yaakov on the one hand, against the Pri Chadash on the other hand. In the Bir Halacha D'Yeromaska U'Mitzvah, he discusses this. And that's the basic halacha. It's a machlokes whether you're Yotzei with Shomea Ka'ona. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha has a chiddush that he writes that this idea is not only a machlokes achronim. He comments that's a machlokas harishonim as well. He points out that Rashi in Menachos, all the sugyas of Sfiras HaOmer basically are in Menachos Samach Hei Samach Vav. He points out that Rashi in Menachos writes that every person has to count on their own. implying that there is no Shomei HaKa'ona, but he quotes from the Kadmon, the Ritz Geos, that you are Yotzei Sfiras HaOmer with Shomei HaKa'ona. Okay, great. What does this have to do with? Well, why is it that I could be Yotzei with Shomei HaKa'ona, or I could not be Yotzei with Shomei HaKa'ona? Any suggestions, Chevra? Ooh, so that's already interesting. And as you're suggesting that it's mitzvah haguf, the problem is that mitzvah haguf means, like, I can't have a shaliach to put on tefillin for me, no? That's because that's a mitzvah shebegufo. Mitzvah shebegufo, minu shlichus is not shayach. But when I say that tefillin is a mitzvah shebegufo, the pshat is that tefillin has to go on my arm. Right? And... yeah, that doesn't sound reasonable. But right, so usfar temlachem, again, it could be, I think what you're suggesting is me, it's just a gzeres hakasav. The gzeres hakasav is that you're yotzei svira only if you do it yourself, usfar temlachem. But I'm asking for some, what my son would call amkis. I'm asking, like, for some lumdis. Is there any, right, because obviously Judaism is all about lumdis, kayaduma. So is there any lumdis behind... I totally did not mean that, by the way. But is there any lumdus behind the idea that Sfiras HaOmer maybe could not be done with Shomei HaKa'ona? So the idea might be as follows. The idea might be, and actually here, to preface this, look at the Mishnah Brura, the end of Se'if Katan Hei. Mishnah Brura writes, first of all, he writes that there's a machlokas whether you're Yotzei Shomei HaKa'ona or not. And the min ha-ka'olam is everybody counts themselves. Then the Mishnah writes, Kasvu ha-achron, in the end of Se'if Katan Hei, Kasvu ha-achron, the sfira mutter b'chol lashon, u'bilvad she-yavin osa lashon. V'im eino meivin afilo sipir b'lashon ha-kodesh eino yotze, kem delo yodam ha-ka'omar ein za sfira. Right, the idea is that sfira requires understanding. Ordinarily, if I do a mitzvah, and I do the mitzvah in Lashon Kodesh, I'm Yotzei even if I don't understand what the words mean. Right? Even Mikra Megillah. We don't know what all the words in Mikra Megillah mean. Right? What does Ha'achash Tar Pinim B'nei Haram Achim mean? Right? No one has any idea. Right? What's again, it's like some Persian term for some officer, something, something, or something. Right? We don't know what it means, but I'm Yotzei. Because those mitzvahs, the idea is about saying the word. But Sfiras HaOmer, the idea is not saying the words of Sfira per se. The idea of Sfiras HaOmer is being cognizant of it. Knowing what it is. And therefore, you have to understand the Lashon that you're saying. If you don't understand it, even if you speak Lashon Kodesh, you're not Yotzei. You have to understand it. What were you saying, Ben?
On Pesach, Bir Chametz.
Exactly. So many of the Achronim are medam this to Bir Chametz. Bir Chametz, it's not enough to just say magical incantations of Kol Chamira and somehow, right, that makes the Chametz hafker. No, Bir Chametz has to be that you know what you're doing.
And this is the same thing as Trumas and Ma'asros.
So Trumas and Ma'asros... Lav Davka.
Or Bikurim or any of those types of things.
Maybe. Again, I'm saying Lav Davka. I think that will take us a little bit far afield. But certainly by Bir Chametz, the idea is that you have to understand what you're doing. And let me give... And for that reason, one could argue that Shomei HaKa'ona doesn't help by Sfiras HaOmer. This is an idea that I saw in the Sefer Harirei Kedem. Harirei Kedem is a complicated Sefer. It's from Michal Shurkin, who was a Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik. He spent 22 years in the Rav's Shir, although he was very proud that he never once went into the YU Beis Medrash. He's now a Rebbe in Toras Moshe. By the way, YU has had these people, Mikad Misdana. YU has always had Talmidim who loved the Torah, but, well, we won't even finish the sentence. So Rabbi Shurkin, in the Sefer Harirei Kedem, he often quotes Torah that comes from the Rav, although the other Talmidim of the Rav say we're not sure that this is Torah of the Rav. No one is 100% sure sometimes, but over here is a nice shtickle Torah. He says maybe Shomea Ka'ona only helps on mitzvos that the words are critical. Mikra Megillah, it's those words. But a mitzvah that requires understanding, maybe Shomea Ka'ona doesn't help. And that could be why there are these two opinions, right? Machlokas Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Bi'alach, it's Machlokas Rishonim also, as to whether you're Yotzei with Shomea Ka'ona. That could be the pshat. This idea that Tzvira requires understanding also is also relevant for another important sugya. You know, there is a discussion about throughout Judaism. I have Sveika Diyoma, meaning we keep 2 days of Yontif. Now, it might not be a suffix anymore. At the beginning of Beitza says, Hizaharu b'minhag avoseichem b'deichem. Today we keep Yontif Sheni as a minhag. But on the fundamental level, originally Yontif Sheni was because it was a Sveika Diyoma. How come we never counted Sfira Sa'omer based on Sveika Diyoma? How come I don't count 2 days of Sfira every night? Because maybe it's today, maybe it's not today. No? Maybe, right? Yontif was yesterday, maybe Yontif is today. Just like I have 2 days of Yontif, maybe I should count Sfiras HaOmer based on Sveika Diyoma. So in the Dvar Avram's Tshuva, the Dvar Avram was the Rav of Kovna. I think we spoke about him at one point. The Dvar Avram wanted Rav Soloveitchik to marry his daughter. And the Rav, for some reason, was not interested in her. The Shmua is that she wasn't pretty enough, and therefore the Rav didn't want to marry her. But in the Dvar Avram's Tshuva, he has the following suggestion. He says, maybe the reason why we don't count Svira Sa'oma based on Sveika Diyoma is because Svira requires full-fledged understanding. If I'm doing something machma safek, so the Dvar Avram suggests that's not full understanding. If I know that today is 8 or 9, or 11 or 12, or 10 or 11, that's a chisarin in my understanding, and the mitzvah svira is a mitzvah that requires understanding. Ad kan the Dvar Avram. Now, that's an interesting idea, and the Dvar Avram builds a whole tshuva about this. Then the last paragraph in the Dvar Avram, I remember years ago Rabbi Braunspiegel used to be a Rosh Hashiva in YU. So Rabbi Braunspiegel gave a Musar Shmuz where he said that the beauty of this tshuva, the Dvar Avram, is the last paragraph. The Dvar Avram writes, so this is the best svara ever. He has a Tosfos HaRosh in Bava Metzia, who in Daf Vav, who agrees with this. Then at the end, the Dvar Avram says, no, I don't like this svara. Because the Baal HaMa'ar, at the end of Pesachim, asks this question, how come we don't count Sfira based on Sveika Diyoma? The Dvar Avram writes that we can't count Sfira based on Sveika Diyoma, because since Sfira leads to the Yontif of Shavuos, if you would have Sveika Diyoma, so that would call into question when the Yontif of Shavuos is. So that's why we don't count Sfira, right, based on Sveika Diyoma. That's what the Dvar Avram, right, quotes in the Baal HaMa'ar. And therefore, since the Baal HaMa'ar does not give the Dvar Avram's answer, the Dvar Avram writes, I changed my mind, I have this svara, I think it's like the best svara in Judaism, but I changed my mind, and Lamaisa, it's not because of my svara. That's already...
How on earth do you explain the Baal HaMa'ar? Because we do keep 2 days in the Hazaras.
Well, yeah, but we don't keep 2 days based on... In other words, we finish Sfira, and then we have Yontif of Shavuos. The idea of Sveika Diyoma would have meant that even Bizman HaMikdash, right, even in Eretz Yisrael today, they would have 2 days of Shavuos. We don't do that. In Israel, they don't have 1 day of Shavuos. If it would be based on Sveika Diyoma for real, they'd have 2 days of Shavuos in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman HaZah. They don't do that. No?
They don't have 2 days of anything yet.
Correct, but that's the Baal HaMa'ar's proof. If there would be a din of counting Sfira based on Sveika Diyoma, so then people wouldn't be sure when the Yontif of Shavuos is. And then they'd need a second day Shavuos. What?
I thought Sveika Diyoma is only Shaykh and Chazaretz.
Kind of, sort of, mostly. There are places in Eretz Yisrael that Sveika Diyoma was Shayach. The Rambam writes that certain areas in Eretz Yisrael, it could be they don't keep 2 days of Yontif. It's not Dafka, Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz thing. That's what I mean by kindly, sort of, mostly. But the basic idea is that the Baal Hamar is saying a different svara. He's saying that it's not because of this idea that you have to know what you're counting. Now, it happens that in halacha, in other areas of counting, we have counting based on the suffix. A woman has to go to the mikveh after Shiva Nikiyam, after counting 7 days. Sometimes a woman is going to be in a suffix situation. She has a shayla, she sends it to the rabbi, she sends it to the yoetzet, it takes time to get back. Right? So you don't know the answer. So she's counting mikoyach suffix. It could be that you can count mikoyach suffix. But the idea of the Dvar Havram, the idea that you have to understand Sfira, is relevant for counting Sfira in Hebrew. It's relevant for having to understand and the suffix Sfika Diyoma element. And it's relevant for a third idea. You know, the Mishnah Berurah later on has a discussion about can you count Sfira with Rashi tables? No? This comes up actually on Lag BaOmer. Let's say, maybe we'll see later on in Shulchan Aruch, if someone asks me during Bein HaShemashos, what day of Sfira is it? So I shouldn't say today is the 11th day, because that could be that I'm counting at that point.
Why can't we do that trick that we're talking about, that we pretend that it's not real counting?
Slowly?
Well, why don't we do that thing where we say that it's not real counting?
What do you mean that it's not real counting? I know what the day is. You ask me what day of Sfira. I say today's 11. I lost it. I can't make the bracha anymore. Because I fully understand what I'm doing.
You said in the shul that we're allowed to, we should say we should count with the bracha in shul, or without a bracha in shul, then count afterwards. So why don't we just
right, but again, in those situations, I know exactly what I'm doing. I know that I am doing a mitzvah, and I'll do the mitzvah again later because of some question about the zman.
I don't know if that's true in Mitzvahs, by the way.
That what?
That people who count in shul have in mind to count again afterwards, and that this counting isn't a real counting.
Whether it's true or not is a, like, you use the word Mitzvahs, they should have that in mind. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, they should have that in mind. But the point that I'm getting at is as follows. Right? If I count, right, and I say today is Yud Aleph for Omer, today is Yud Gimel Omer. So that's a machlokes ha'achreinim, and the Shari Tshuva has it, Mishnah Berurah quotes it, am I Yotze Sfira? Right? This comes up on Lag BaOmer. If you ask me, oh, right, what's today? And they say, oh, tonight is Lag BaOmer, it could be I messed up the Sfira. That's not so pashat, though. And the Mishnah Berurah has two opinions. But if the idea of Sfira is that you have to understand what you're doing, it's not a din in Lashon, it's not a din in saying these particular words, it's a halach of understanding. So if I say today is Lag BaOmer, so for sure I understand what I'm doing, no? Everyone knows Lag BaOmer is 33 of the Omer, right? This is not complicated gematria, right? It's not Roman numerals. I always felt like gematria, by the way, and Roman numerals are the same thing. Some people get it, some people don't. Okay, whatever, but it's not that complicated. So Rav Soloveitchik felt that Lecha Omer, you should be Yotze Sfira if you use the Gematria, the Rashi Tevis. You say Lag BaOmer, because Sfira is about the understanding. Good? Let's go weiter. I didn't hear you, Ben?
What about the weeks?
So what about the weeks? Give me a minute. So Enochanami, right? So the weeks, we assume that there's a mitzvah to count days and a mitzvah to count weeks. So if I just say it's Lag BaOmer precisely because I didn't say the weeks, could be that you get off on that technicality. Right? So that's Megala that you don't have in mind to be Yotze with that. The Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Katan Chaf Beis makes that Ha'ara. Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Katan Chaf Beis says if you just count the days without the weeks, right? So you're not Yotze. So therefore, this halacha of saying yesterday was whatever doesn't apply in that case. Gershon, I cut you off.
You answered my question.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go weiter. The halacha is that you should count Sfira Sa'omer, the Mechaber writes, you count Sfira Sa'omer standing. Why do you count Sfira Sa'omer standing? So the Mishnah Berurah and Se'if Katan Vav quotes that the reason for standing is because the Pasuk writes, Usfaratem lochem aharas ha-shabbos, mehochel chermesh bakama, al tikre bakama ela bakoma. Right? The Torah writes that when the scythe or the sickle begins to cut. By the way, did we ever figure out what the difference between the scythe and the sickle is? I don't think I ever figured it out. But
I think one is longer than the other.
That could very well be, but I have no idea. So the point is that when it begins to cut down the tavua, so that's when you have the mitzvah of sfira. Great. Zakti Gemara, that al tikre bakoma ela bakoma. Right, that you should say Sfira when you are bakoma, when you are standing up. That's the halacha. Okay. Apparently, all other mitzvahs you could do sitting down. The Mishnah in Chala writes, you can make the bracha on Chala and be mafresh Chala sitting down. But this mitzvah, Sfira Sa'omer, you're supposed to stand up. Some of the Svardasha Achronim quote that there are six mitzvahs in Judaism that you stand up for. The Rashi tables are Olatz Shalem, right? Olatz, Omer, Levana, Tzitzis, right? Basically, we have a Gezer Shav of Lachem Lachem. By Tzitzis, it says Lachem. By Omer, it says Lachem. Shalem is Shofar, Lulav, Mezuzah. Those are the six mitzvahs that we stand up for when we make the bracha. All other mitzvahs, you don't have to stand up. The Vilna Gaon writes in Chas, in Hilchas Tzitzis, the Vilna Gaon writes that the practice is you should stand up by the bracha for all mitzvahs, but not so pashut. The Rambam puts this halacha that you're supposed to count Sfiras HaOmer standing. The Rambam puts it together with the idea that I'm supposed to count Sfiras HaOmer at night. And in both cases, I'm supposed to do it. But if I didn't do it, I'm Yotze the other way. No? If I count Sfira, I'm supposed to count Sfira at night. If I didn't count at night, I count during the day. So, you're Yotze. You're supposed to count Sfira standing. If you didn't count Sfira standing, you count Sfira sitting, you're Yotze. So it's really interesting that the Rambam holds that this idea of standing is so fundamental, so connected to the mitzvah of Sfira, that he has to get out of his way to tell you that you are even Yotze B'diyavim when you're sitting. Okay, Adkan, I don't know what to make of that, but it's just interesting, suggestive, intriguing, worthy of our thought. I'll leave it like that. Weiter. There's a mitzvah the Gemara in Menachas has a machlokes ameimar and the Ravashi about whether you have to count both the days and the weeks. We paskin that you have to count both days and weeks. So, for example, last night I ate chicken, and last night I said, Ayom acharos ayom shim shavu echad v'arba yomim la'omer, right? I count both days and weeks. That's the mitzvah. There's a fascinating Rabbeinu Yerucham that the Beis Halevi made a big deal of. The Beis Halevi, you know, when I miss a day of Sfira, so the halacha is that I no longer make a bracha, no? It's well known. Not only is it well known, when we learned Maseiach Yesharim this morning, we spoke about how the mitzvah that you're always starting and you never finish, Shnei Mikra Vechatargum, for many people, I think Sfiras HaOmer is also like that. You're always starting and you never finish. Many people have a very low batting average when it comes to finishing Sfiras HaOmer. Okay, you miss a day of Sfira, so the halacha is that you should continue to count, but you count without a bracha. It's best if someone else makes a bracha for you. Rina, can you just answer the phone? It's best if someone else makes the bracha for you. The Mishnah Berurah comments that even if you hold that you're not Yotzei Sfiras HaOmer when with Shomea Ka'ona, but the bracha you can for sure be Yotzei. Okay, that's the din. Now, there's a famous Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham writes that this idea that if I miss a day of Sfira, I have to count without a bracha, that idea is only that I have to count the days without a bracha. But I could still make a bracha every seventh day on the mitzvah of counting the weeks. No?
It's true.
Last night I said Hayom acharos yom shim shavua echad, right? If I would miss a day, I miss day 12, so I don't count day 13 with a bracha. But on day 14, I would make a bracha, because day 14 concludes the second week. That's a wild Rabbeinu Yerucham, no? The Rabbeinu Yerucham is saying that the mitzvah to count days and the mitzvah to count weeks are completely separate, and therefore, if you miss a day, no bracha. But that's only if I miss a day, that I have no bracha on days. But I still could have a bracha on the mitzvah of weeks. Remember, the Torah has Tisbru Chamishim Yom. Torah writes Shiv'a Shavuos, right? The Torah has two separate mitzvahs, weeks and days. For some reason, by the way, in Hebrew we call the Yontiv Shavuos. That means weeks, no? What's the term for the holiday of Shavuos in English or in Greek?
Feast of Weeks.
No. Pentecost.
You go to the Pentecost.
Right, Pentecost, correct? Mm-hmm. Now, Pentecost means 50 days. Shavuos means weeks. Right? This idea, days or weeks, ends up being reflected in the name of the Yontif itself. I always found that interesting, not that I know what to do with it. There's a separate Christian holiday of Pentecost, which is not like the Jewish holiday of Pentecost, no? Okay, I don't want to have to explain Christianity to you, Kayadua. But the point is this Rabbeinu Yerucham, who assumes that there are two separate mitzvahs, completely separate mitzvahs, completely disparate mitzvahs, of counting days and counting weeks, this is a collector's item. I remember the first time I learned this Rabbeinu Yerucham, I was in the 11th grade. And my bad luck, I missed the day of Sfira. Actually, I missed the day of Sfira the first night of Sfira. It's not such an uncommon thing that the first night, which is the second Seder, you miss counting Sfira because your head isn't into it yet, no? So I missed the first night of Sfira. So I asked my 11th grade Rebbe, a very big Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Yeshua Kalish, I remember asking him, can you rely on this Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Beis Halevi quotes? So he was very happy that I knew this Rabbeinu Yerucham, but he's like, come on, like, no one holds to this. Like, it's a collector's item, but, okay, that's the basic din. The Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Katan Ches quotes that the Mechaber says that the Nusach is Hayom, whatever, Ba'omer, but our minhag is la'omer. We spoke about this, I believe. I don't remember if I spoke about this with you guys or not. La'omer means I'm counting to the carbon ha'omer, to the second day of Pesach, where they'd bring the carbon omer, what we call Pesach, so Chag HaMatzos. Ba'omer means that there's a certain amount of time called omer. There is a... The Pashtus is that any way you count Sfira, as long as you understand what you're doing, you're Yotze, and that's why the Achronim say, let's say I count Hayom Arba'im Chasar Achas. I'm also Yotze, no? That's the Nusach that we have by Malkus. Arba'im Chasar Achas. 40 minus 1. You're also Yotze. Okay. We spoke about Se'if Gimel, about if you're in Shon, they're counting early. And Se'if Dalet, we spoke about also in terms of the idea of someone asks me Ben Hashmashos, so therefore I should not tell him tonight is whatever. Rather, I should say yesterday was whatever. The Mechaber and the Ramah have a Machlokes in Se'if Dalet about you're not supposed to eat until you count Sefira. If you begin to eat, do you have to stop? So that's a machlokes, mechaber, and ramah. We pointed out that should depend on the two approaches in the Mishnah Berurah and in the Achronim as to whether Sfira is fundamentally a mitzvah at the beginning of the night or not fundamentally a mitzvah at the beginning of the night. Okay, chevra. So this is what I wanted to discuss in Sfira Omer. Let's eat lunch now, and the Mirza Hashem will pick up with some Gemara 12:45. Let's try to pick up with Gemara 12:45. Okay, Chevra, have a great day. See you in a few minutes. Kol tov, bye-bye.